Gary has read the file on James Hawkins, who's been selling drugs in Tucson for 20 years. Gary's 32, and he vaguely remembers Hawkins, an older guy the girls used to whisper about. After dropping out of high school, Hawkins got into trouble in various states, Oklahoma for a while, then Tennessee, before returning to his hometown and getting sent to the lockup on charges of criminal assault, which, along with drugs, seemed to be his forte. When he couldn't bullshit his way out of a bad situation, Hawkins was known to go for his opponent's eyes, using the heavy silver ring he wore to gouge and dig. He acted as though no one could stop him, but it's pretty much the end of Mr. Hawkins' criminal career now. The history major's roommate positively identified him, from his snakeskin boots to the silver ring decorated with a cactus and a rattlesnake, and the cowboy he may have imagined himself to be. And they're not the only ones to have picked out his photo. 7 other students, who were lucky enough not to take the bogus drugs they bought from him, have identified this loser as well. And that should be that. Except no one can find Hawkins. They can't find his live-in girlfriend, either, from all accounts a good-looking woman who seems to have been a hostess at every half-decent restaurant in town. They've checked the bars Hawkins frequented and questioned all 3 of his alleged friends, and no one's seen him since late June, when the university let out. Gary has been getting into Hawkins' life, trying to figure him. He's been frequenting the Pink Pony, which was Hawkins' favorite place to get drunk, and sitting on the front patio of the last house Hawkins rented, which is why Gary happened to be there when the letter arrived. He was sitting in a metal chair, his long legs stretched out so he could prop his feet up on the patio's white metal railing, when the mailman walked right over and dropped the letter on his lap and demanded the postage due, since the stamp had fallen off somewhere along the way. The letter was crumpled and torn in one corner, and if the flap hadn't already been open, Gary would have just taken it over to the office. But an opened letter is hard to resist, even for someone like Gary, who's resisted a lot in his life. His friends know enough not to offer him a beer, just as they know not to ask him about the girl he was married to, briefly, right after high school. They're willing to do this because his friendship is worth it. They know that Gary will never deceive them or disappoint them. That's the way he's built. That's the way his grandfather raised him. But this letter was something else. It tempted him, and he gave in to it. And if he's going to be honest, he still doesn't regret it.